Costs to originate keep rising, even with more technology in the industry. The problem is the core platform. A new LOS can re-architect the process around data, not humans moving paper files. Vesta has built this LOS, and you can learn more at vesta.com. Welcome, everyone. My guest today is Nancy Alley, Vice President of Product Strategy at ICE Mortgage Technology, to talk about listening to customers and staying nimble with products. We recorded this session during the ICE Experience Conference several weeks ago, and I'm excited to air it now. First, I want to say thank you to our podcast sponsor, Vesta, for making this episode possible. Nancy, welcome to the podcast.
Good morning. Thrilled to be here.
So great to have you here. So, you took over the Encompass platform about a year ago. What are you focused on with Encompass?
So, it's actually a question that I get a lot. And, I think it's pretty simple. I think of it as focusing on four key areas. The first is really helping drive efficiency for our lenders. And we do that through providing features that are kind of curated or out-of-the-box workflows so that if the user's going to do something, everything they need is right at their fingertips, right? So that they can just get in there, get it done quickly. So that's a big area of focus. And we have a lot of items coming out in our release in a couple weeks that are just like that. Lenders can just jump in and take advantage of them for and really driving efficiency. The second area of focus is to truly transform the way users work in Encompass. So everyone talks about exception-based processing, and that is a goal that we believe is very achievable with Encompass. And it's, getting out of that mindset that I need to do the same thing on every loan and really having users focus on the areas that where you really need that human touch. The third is an area I'm really excited about is we're bringing a lot of tools to the platform related to, just extending the power of Encompass, putting some of the power back in our lenders' hands through tools like APIs and webhooks so they can further drive custom workflows or a custom user experience. So.
So I think those APIs are just so key, right? They have been the difference maker in the last several years. So tell me a little bit about more about how those fit into your strategy.
Yeah. So through our Developer Connect solution, we are putting APIs out there that basically what a user could do manually in the system, you can really drive through APIs. So, not quite one for one, but we really look at the whole manufacturing life cycle and take all those things that, so a lender can put in their own hand and build their own experience around it. So a good example of something that's just coming out in a few weeks is around our kind of borrower experience APIs. So we have a lot of lenders that use Encompass Consumer Connect, and that's their borrower portal. But we have lenders that say, hey, I already have a borrower portal, or maybe they're a bank and they have a borrower portal that they use for their other lending products. And so we have exposed all those APIs through Dev Connect that they can build their own borrower portal and be able to be fully integrated into Encompass for that. So, everything around disclosure tracking, the authentication, it can be completely seamless, but they can live in the lending institution's borrower portal. So that's an example of like, something that we've never taken to that level before and putting out there. As far as like webhooks, just basically for them to be able to listen to changes in the loan and then be able to drive processes off of things that have changed. So really thrilled with where we're going at that. And that is an area I'm really committed to, is to build out what we're doing with APIs.
So we are recording this at ICE Experience Conference,
Live
and
from Las Vegas.
live from Las Vegas, and you have a whole floor of people who are partnering with ICE and plug into Encompass in different ways, right? They have APIs that connect, and then they're partnering with each other because they all use the Encompass platform. So what do you see when you look at that, when you think about your partners and where you guys are going that way?
Yeah. So our partners are critically important to our success and to our lenders' success. So we've always had a big place in our heart for our partners, and that's never going to change. I think that's critically important to where we're headed. We have some really exciting stuff coming out with Encompass Partner Connect. So to level set, Encompass Partner Connect is the standard for service ordering in Encompass. Regardless if you're on our desktop platform or our web platform, it doesn't matter. All it's completely interoperable. And historically, if you our lenders that have already started using Encompass Partner Connect, they know that allows a partner to just seamlessly push back data and documents directly into the Encompass loan. big win, right? I don't have to go download anything. It just shows up. With our 23.3 release, which was last fall, we have now made it so that the initiation and the update of a service order can be fully automated. Where we're going with this release coming out in the next couple weeks is really going to take it to the next level. So we have where a partner's findings, so kind of their results or their conditions, can be mapped to templates in Encompass that can automate the creation of tasks and conditions in the loan. Again, I talked about exception-based processing, not having someone having to touch all that, not having to know that the partner's findings came back. It can just start creating tasks and conditions in the loan for the user. So really trying to shift that we have to touch everything all the time. So that's really exciting. And then later this year, we're going to be supporting that a partner integration can also be bidirectional, which is something we've never supported before. So now something changes in Encompass and we'll be able to update the partner integration that it occurred, all without anyone having to do anything. So, you know, I'm really excited where we're going. We're getting really good coverage on Encompass Partner Connect. So our expectation is that lenders can migrate all their service ordering over today from maybe some legacy integrations, move it over to Encompass Partner Connect so they can take advantage of all these new innovations we're building on Encompass Partner Connect.
So Encompass is like the OG, right? It's been around a long time, which has its benefits. It also, you know, like from your perspective, how do you keep it nimble enough so that, you know, it's very helpful to lenders and this is what they want to use in the future?
Yeah. I mean, I think it starts with listening to your customers, right? So you've got to see where they're going. We're obviously riding this roller coaster of a market, right? We've had some really good times and now we're in a little more leaner times. So we have been taking a lot of time. Hats off to ICE for this, that this is a big focus of them corporate-wide, is to spend time with their customers, listen to their customers. I think this event is also a great way, at least once a year, that we're all together. But, you know, I go back to things like, you know, being nimble. It's really not being so closed and saying, we're going to make these APIs available. We're going to let you have the ability to innovate yourself, because every lender does things slightly different, some are multi-channel, some are just retail, right? They just have different needs. And I think if you pull in too much and you think you can take care of it all, so it's about putting those tools. That's the other thing with Encompass Partner Connect. We believe partners can help our lenders solve problems. By moving to Partner Connect, the big change that we did is that is all API-based. So think of it as an API framework. And this allows the partners to be as innovative as they want, because they have this suite of APIs. They can continue to make their integration better and better. We used to be kind of holding that, you know, because we were doing really the integrations. Now we've opened it up to say, hats off, go for it. And it really allows partners that want to put the development time in that they can really shine and differentiate themselves. And they're never waiting on ICE in some queue or whatever. So that's really exciting. So I think there's, you know, that's how you stay nimble, is you've got to be willing to kind of share in the ability for people to power their own journey.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So you as a business leader, looking at this, like, how do you prepare to be nimble? How do you make sure you have the right mindset, the people who work for you have the right mindset, so that, you know, you're ready for the next big thing? You could ask the question another way. How do you stay innovative?
Yeah. I mean, I know I already said this, but I do think, you know, we're always looking as a company, we're looking at the latest technologies, things coming out. But I think people get really caught up in that. I mean, at the end of the day, our customers are trying to run a business. Right now, they might be trying to survive in a hard market. And so it still goes back to those key things. They need to be more efficient, right? You need to be able to take cost out of the equation. You need to really think about how you get to exception-based. So again, you're not doing the same thing on every loan. So it sounds kind of boring, but I think if you really focus on those areas, you know, that's how you stay innovative and you stay nimble, because that's what's important to them. I mean, I think ICE as a whole, when you look at what we're trying to do in the mortgage space, it's not just the origination side. It's, you know, all the way through servicing. We've got, you know, Simplifile working on with the title and settlement, that whole ecosystem. How do you get it, you know, tightly and seamlessly working together so you can drive costs out? I think that's what matters to our lenders. And if you drive cost out, you're creating opportunities for the borrower to save money as well.
That's really interesting. Well, let's talk about product mix, right? We're in this purchase market. It's a tough market. Lenders have to be able to really service a lot of different kinds of borrowers, maybe that they weren't as focused on 2 years ago, let's say, or 3 years ago. So, you know, how does ICE make sure they have a lot of product choices?
You know, I think we've always been a comprehensive platform. I mean, that is not something I hear from our lenders, you know, about you're not supporting our needs in here. I think that, you know, we have, especially even look at our docs platform, you know, there was a big shift, you know, to home equity when, you know, rates ticked up and full support there. So, you know, I think that's just, again, you got to listen to your customers. You know, there might be some things, niche things that they're doing, but we're a very flexible platform that I think can, you know, bob and weave with what's going on. I less worry about our product support as much as understanding you got to think about things from the perspective of your customer when they go through these times and what their focus is on and making sure that you're thinking through those workflows, stakeholders involved, right? You shift from a refi to a purchase market. Now suddenly you got to think about things like, you know, closing is different and settlement gets more involved and all those things. So, you know, you just got to really look at the whole ecosystem in general, but I'm confident that we are supporting our customers' needs.
When you think about automation, I've talked to some tech leaders over the last year that they would like to automate the whole thing. They'd like to take humans out of the process and just have it be completely automated. There are other people who are like, no, there's a real benefit to having a human at different points in the process. How do you think about that?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great question. And it came up a little bit when I was listening to the lender panel yesterday, you know, and even in those, you know, three lenders sitting there, they had very different opinions on it. And I think that is the sweet spot, right? Lenders need to decide based on who their customer is, right? They need to decide how much they want to automate. So, you know, there's an example like Lennar was up on the panel yesterday. You know, they're building a new home for someone, right? That might be an experience that needs to be a little higher touch, right? Versus someone who's just putting a refinance through. So, but I think the role that we play at ICE in that is giving them the tools to determine how much they want to automate. We shouldn't be making that decision for them. We should give them the tools to say, if you want to automate something, we're making it possible. So we have invested in the past year a ton in our tool called Workflow Engine. And Workflow Engine is really the heart of automation in Encompass. And so, you know, we're saying you can set up these rules. You can listen to whatever changes you want in the loan. The engine's going to evaluate those changes and to say, do I take action? Full support of kind of conditionality of action. So saying, if this happens, I want you to maybe go order this service, or I want you to put this condition on the loan. And if something else happens, I want you to do something else. And then a way to respond to that. So we've had customers asking us for years that they want a disclosure automation. And when we approached that, we didn't decide how they wanted to automate disclosures. We put a suite of tools together, with Workflow Engine being kind of the backbone of that, but working with our docs engine, working with our compliance alerts to say, okay, do you need to do your 3-day disclosures? Do you have data perfection? I mean, because garbage in is garbage out on disclosures, right? And so putting these tools, so a lender might just say, hey, I want to automate some of the triggers around making sure that, you know, my loan officer or my disclosure desk knows that, you know, this is about, you know, this timer is about to go off. I got to get these disclosures out. All the way to, do I want it, other than getting the data into the loan, do I want it to be completely lights out? So we're kind of giving lenders that choice to decide, do they want to just dip their toe in the water, or do they really want to automate? And I think that's important. I don't think we at ICE should be prescribing the right level of automation, because our lenders are all different. They all have different needs. But I am very confident that we have the tools for them to really customize to their business needs.
Tell us a little bit about your background. So, you know, do you come from the tech side, the business side? Like, what do you bring to this table?
Yeah. So, you know, product management is often a mixed bag. Like, you've got some people that, you know, they write wonderful code and they also are product managers, very technical product managers. Then there's kind of your more traditional product managers. And I fit more in that role. Like, I went to business school. I, you know, ended up in this, this wonderful industry. Apparently you can't get out once you get in. So, you know, really approaching it from the perspective of trying to solve business problems, understanding needs, understanding maybe the direction of the industry, and then trying to take that back into solutions. So I am much more in that role. I love that role because it's very focused outward on the industry. And then I have a great, you know, engineering team on the other side backing me up to make sure they decide how, you know, how we code it and how we develop it. So really came up through G Capital out of college, and was kind of more in a, you know, cross-functional role in one of their kind of leadership programs, and then ended up when, funny enough, back when like FICO scores were first kind of coming out. Remember, like back in the day, people didn't have the concept of a credit score really.
Right.
And kind of the technology around that, G Capital was very involved in kind of looking at credit scoring around jumbo borrowers. And got involved kind of with their data analytics team. And that kind of got me the technology bug. And then from there, I kind of pivoted the rest of my career to be more on the product technology side. So.
So interesting. And I agree with you. People who, once they get in, they didn't even know about this industry, and then they get in and they can't ever get out, you know, which is great because, like, I'm sure like me, like when we come to a conference like this, it's like, you know, you see all your friends, you see all the people you've known forever.
Yeah. No, it's a funny story about me was when I was in high school, I had a part-time job working for a mortgage company that they were struggling to get recorded docs back from the county. And so, you know, they needed to be able to get the recorded docs to their investor. And so I would spend all this time tracking down missing recorded, you know, deed of trust or mortgages. And then I end up spending and still responsible for the product strategy for Simplifile, you know, working for a company that automated that, took that last mile of recording, made it totally digital. So it's just funny that somehow I was like, you know, when I was 17, I understood the pain. So when I got to a place where we could really make a difference through technology, it was super exciting.
I love that. Okay. So as a business leader, what keeps you up at night?
Well, what keeps me up at night is my children, but that's not because of a business leader. You know, I think it gets down to, we're such an interesting industry that when things are going well and everyone's making too much money, they don't have any time to think about investing in the future or technology that could help the future. And when things are leaner, they have the time, but they're very focused on the money part of it, right? And so I just wish we could get to some type of equilibrium of where they have the time, you know, and the motivation, they can breathe a little bit, because I really believe that technology is part of the answer. If we can interconnect our stakeholders so they can collaborate better, provide more transparency around data. I mean, if you think, I was at dinner last night talking to someone, if you think about the amount of rechecking we do in this industry, that we do it when we originate the loan, then when we buy the loan, we recheck it. I mean, there's just so many places where there's a lack of trust. And a lack of trust is often a lack of transparency. And I do believe technology is a big part of that solve. And that is a lot of where how ICE looks at it. Like they've taken markets and they've taken them from, you know, very analog to very digital. And it's not just about the technology. It's looking at the whole process end to end, all the stakeholders involved, all the steps involved. And how do you pull that tighter together so you can, you know, you can really just make the process way more efficient, which, you know, creates gains again, for everybody involved, including the borrower.
When I first started working at HousingWire, one of the things we heard a lot was checkers checking the checkers.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Someone said that last night at dinner.
It's just like the thing is, like, because if you don't have something, you know, if there's that part in your mind, you're like, oh, I'm not sure, or in your process is not sure, then you just have to recreate that part of the process that's already been done, right? Do you see, like, when you think about AI or what's going forward, do you feel like we're going to be able to crack that nut at some point?
I do, but I think it's, you know, people like, I feel like AI is the blockchain of a couple years ago. Like, it's the word people like to throw around. I'm a big believer that, again, it gets down to transparency and trust. And we're just such an industry that everyone's wanted their own. You know, they've wanted it behind their firewall, their stuff, their data, their process, recheck. And, you know, it's really getting down to getting to a workflow that people trust. And that takes a little bit of time, right? You've got to earn your stripes. But I do think we can totally get there. I don't get super hung up on, and again, maybe that's because I went to business school, on what the tech answer is. I get down to, it's all about people and process, right? And if you make that right and people can trust the process, then you're really going to create gains.
What makes you optimistic as you look at the rest of 2024 and going forward? It's been kind of a tough 2 years. I mean, we've seen lots of people have to leave the industry. We've trimmed LOs by quite a bit, just on an overall basis. So what makes you optimistic as you look at this year and the next?
Well, you know, I've been in this industry since 1991, and so I've ridden these waves before. They do cycle back. So I mean, you're just baseline optimistic that, you know, nothing good or bad lasts forever, right? So you just have to. But I think, like, this is a perfect example. This conference is loaded with lenders and partners and people that are very committed to where we're going and making it better and having the right conversations about it. And that makes me optimistic, because in a year like this, you could show up here and there's nobody here, right? And I don't think it's because it's Las Vegas. I think it's because the sessions are full. They're, you know, I was in some sessions yesterday, standing room only. They're not here for the casino or the pool. And so that makes me optimistic. The humans involved in this process are still committed to making it better. And they're educating themselves. They're collaborating. I can't tell you enough, just those connections. You know, we talk at ICE a lot about just making the connection. And when you make those connections and you learn, I heard so many good ideas just yesterday, just listening to people. So when people take the time to hit the pause button and listen and connect, I think really anything's possible. So that gives me a lot of optimism.
I would agree with you. I go to a lot of industry conferences. This conference, people go to the sessions. Like, there's like this wall of people heading into the different, sessions. And then I moderated a session yesterday. It was the last one of the day, a full room. Yeah. That's impressive, you know?
It's very impressive,
and
yeah.
It shows you what people, like you said, are here for. Not that we didn't have fun last night.
Yeah.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for being on. Really appreciate you coming and talking to our audience.
Of course. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to take a minute to rate the show or leave a comment. We'll see you back here on Monday for more news and insight.